Mrs. Dooley, reel 2.
But you also had 2 brothers.
Yes.
So it must have been very crowded.
Yeah, well, we had the 4 bedrooms, you see, so it was like that. There were really big bedrooms in those days. Well, it was a big house, then. Not like the middle now.
What were the soldiers like who stayed with your family?
Oh, very poor and dirty. One was shocking. I told you about all the lies, didn't I, that was in his undervest that Mother burnt. You remember telling you, under the copper, when she was washing one day. And this vest was underneath, because we had to burn coal, you see, to hot the coppers in those days. And I could see all these things, I wondered what they were. They'd just come straight from India, you see. Because I said it was only the down and outs that all were regular soldiers, didn't they? Well, they did in my day, I don't know. Of course, they aren't now, but they did then. They were Londoners.
Was your mother able to get rid of the lice?
Well, I suppose she did. I don't remember anymore but seeing that lot. But I know it was burning under the bottom, you know.
Were these soldiers back from the Western Front, or were they waiting to go out?
No, they went to the Dardanelles and were all slaughtered. There's only very few came back. We went to Stoke Country Way to see them off, you know. They took them there to embark from Country, Stoke. We all went, a lot of us, to see them go.
How long were they billeted with you?
I couldn't tell you now, I can't say. No. Can't remember that.
You told me that your sister died of scarlet fever.
Yes, she did.
Was that during the war?
Oh, no. I was only a baby born, because I had it too.
Was mourning worn for her?
Oh, yes, everybody wore. Well, Mother said with me, because I had abscesses in my ears as well, and my baby, and she said when they come to her bury, she was that upset she hadn't thought about black. Oh, yes, we was all mourning in those days. I do now like to respect. Of course, the widows used to wear the weeds, you know, crepe all over the face, you know. Oh, what the French ladies do, mostly.
Did you have to sew mourning clothes in your job as dressmaker?
Oh, yes, I did. My goodness, I had a double mourning order one. I was up till 2 and all hours trying to get costumes away. I had 2 in 1 week. And that was when I was dressmaking.
What about during the First World War? There were so many young men dying. Was mourning worn for them?
Well, I couldn't tell, I suppose it would be. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was very respectful, wasn't it, in my day?
That must mean that you had a lot of extra mourning costumes mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. sew during mm-hmm. that time than you would yeah. have done.
Mm. Oh, yes, they don't know. I don't hold with the reds and blues and all colours. I like a little bit of respect to dark colouring.
When was it that you started working for the hospital war supply?
Well, I think it must have been, I don't know, about 6 months, I think. Miss Morris came across and asked me if I'd do some.
And who was she?
She was the... She used to go down to the depot, you see. They were all titled ladies, you know, captains, wives. And I mean, they used to have a collection, but they never collected off me, you see. She used to take me down in the little pony and gig, I told you, because there were no cars then. And it was at Attleborough, you know, 3 or 4 miles away.
But you kept your job as a dressmaker all this time.
Yes, yes.
So how much time did you have available for this extra work?
Well, I used to give half a day every week and then do some at home, you see, sewing. For the wounded, you see.
What was it exactly that you were sewing for them?
Oh, pyjamas, shirts. That's all I suppose I did, because it was just for wear for the wounded, you see. Same as this one.
What sort of cloth were you sewing with?
Oh, it was grey flannel shirts in those days. flannelettes, pyjamas.
What kind of specifications did you have to work to?
Oh, they used to provide the pattern, you see. You had to cut it to their pattern. I used to cut 32 shirts out while I was there in the afternoon.
How many pieces was each shirt?
Oh, they were on yokes, you know, and a collar, and then another collar put into the band. And there were yoke shirts, you know, then. Not like they are now. Yoke back, you know, and a yoke there.
And sleeves, and two pieces for the front and back.
And the piece on button over, you know.
Buttons down the front?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it was, you know. You used to put a piece in about like that, you see.
What, about 2 inches wide down the front?
You cut that down, you see. Well, you haven't got a seam. And you've got to put that piece three button holes, you see, and make an ornamental sort of. And then you put the shirt band on, the shape shirt band, and
around
then you put the collar into that, you see.
So these shirts had attached collars?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, they wouldn't want it without, not wounded, would they?
And did the shirts have pockets?
No.
And what about the cuffs? What were they? You could cut 32 shirts in one afternoon. Mm-hmm. Then how long would it take to sew those shirts?
I can't remember. The ladies used to have to do those, you see. They'd send the work out, you see.
You mean you only did cutting?
Yes, then. I used to sew then summertime when they'd got a rush, you know, wanting the wounded work. I used to give some of my time up the town then. And we used to go across to the big house and do some. Another girl used to go as well. She gave some of her time off.
How many different sizes of shirts did you have to cut out?
Well, we had to cut them all at the one size one afternoon, you see, and then another size probably the next time.
Did you ever know any wounded men who had to wear those shirts?
No.
This was all voluntary,
oh,
wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Did they pay your expenses?
Well, I didn't have any attachment to expense, did I?
Well, you had to get there, you had to...
Oh,
there was
I used
cloth
to drive
and
me,
cotton.
See,
and
oh, that's a snow, I never used to bother. Gave it. Oh, no, I've never been paid for anything in the war work. Well, a good lot of voluntary work.
Were most people doing some sort of voluntary work,
no,
or were you a bit
many.
Unusual?
I went to work to get money, you see. There was a lady lived across the road. She started helping us in this one, in hospital supplies. Said, you want to come and go on munitions, get something? Said, you won't be any better thought of. I said, oh, no. She was getting the money, see. Well, never mind. Money's no good if you don't enjoy it, is it?
Why was it that you wanted to do voluntary work?
No, I just did. I used to like it.
Did your mother do any voluntary work?
No, of course she got to look after the soldiers and father and two sons. My oldest brother got rejected, but my youngest had to go.
Was your older brother pleased to be rejected or was he sorry?
No, I don't know. I had to go to Birmingham, you know, to be first. In those days. I don't know, I can't remember. He went on munitions, I think, after. He did his work that way, like. My younger brother just passed his exams for the office on the railway, you know. But he had to go at 18. But he'd finished before he got out there. He had to go to County Antrim. Ballymena, County Antrim in Ireland for his training. He caught scarlet fever there. He was very ill for 12 months after he came out.
So he never actually saw active service?
No, he'd finished before, and with the 28-day hospital, they got demobbed on that. Had he been in 28 days, you see. Otherwise, you wouldn't have got out. But he was very ill for 12 months after. He had the bleeding piles, you know, the terrible cough. But he went and had a private operation later in life, you know, after he married. Paid and had it done. And he's been all right ever since. Because my mother, if he was any length of time in the toilet, she used to have to go and he'd be lying in a pool of blood. It was really bad.
Was your brother's illness caused during his army career?
Oh, yes, through the scarlet fever. You see, they brought them over on an open boat from Ireland and it was thick fog, winter. And they contracted, you see, this cough. And he was 12 months, my mother used to have his bed downstairs with a fire. Of course, there was no other eating in those days. It was only fires, you know.
Were you living at home at this time?
Yes. Oh, I never left at home.
Did you give your mother some of the money that you earned?
Well, I can't remember that. It wasn't a lot to give, was it? Still, it. I can't remember that, no. I must have given her the money, yes. But what she gave me to spend, I couldn't say.
Well, you said you liked nice clothes, so you would have needed some money for making clothes.
Oh, my mother used to buy all my clothes, yes.
Can you remember any particular costumes that you had during the war?
Cream one once and a Leghorn hat with a big satin bow on it was lovely. I can see that now.
Was there any change in people's costumes during the war? Did people dress in a more fancy way, or was it more austere?
Well, we didn't in those days. You know, it was more costumes, we called them, not suits. Blouses, you know, and hats. Never went without a hat, anyone. Well, I'll never dress now without a hat to go out in.
So even during the shortages of the First World War, you were able to have nice
costumes?
Well,
we used to wear them, you see, make them last, because we used to take them off. When we came in home, you know, never wore your skirt. You used to go and change.
What did you change into?
Oh, another one, you know, a worky one. Not such a good one. All your best clothes came up when you got in home. I wouldn't sit in. I went on the bus, I used to put a handkerchief on the seats, in case I got a mark on.
What did you wear while you were working at dressmaking?
Oh, just ordinary dress. I used to make my simple dresses, you know, and aprons. Of course, it wasn't dirty work. It was just dusty if you were cutting out, wasn't it, and making. Some of the materials are now, they're shocking.
You told me that you used to send parcels to your boyfriends.
Oh, yes,
fighting
I did. I even sent pancakes one year. I did, because it was pancake day. And to my nephew while he was in Iraq, in the second one. He used to have to be rationed for soap, you know, in this war. And I used to send him some out there, and toothpaste. He couldn't get them, you know.
Who did you send a pancake to during the First World War?
My boyfriend.
And did he receive it?
Yes, because he used to love them.
Did he eat it?
Yes, I suppose he did. I didn't see much of him again after that. It fizzled out.
Did you have a lot of boyfriends then?
Oh, yes. I was a flirt. They called us flirts in those days. Mind you, it was only innocent fun. Nothing like you wouldn't go hand in hand. I mean, I started good hiding if father had... Well, we didn't kiss no nothing in our days. We just walked along. I had three one night. One was riding my bike. Of course, if they got grammar school hats on, I was well in, you see. Oh, dear, dear, no, you're getting in my past, aren't you?
How did you meet?